Welcome to the podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast, the podcast of us.
Ah, I was going to say, it's great to have you here.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Hello. Great to have you with us, I feel like.
Oh, you're looking so good today. not the listener.
Not me. Yeah,
no, not you.
Not me. Actually, no, I'm wearing a fashion fit today.
Okay, let me check you out.
What? No, thank you.
What?
Check me out.
Your outfit.
Okay. Well,
can I not check you out?
No, you can't check me out.
Oh.
You can check out my outfit.
What's the difference?
Because if you're checking me out, like you're checking me out, you know. Like
how no, but you I didn't say it like that. I just went, okay, let
okay,
me check
let me
you
check
out.
Check you out. That's how what I heard.
If I said, I really like my outfit today, you go, all right, I'll check you out.
No, I'd say I'd check it out.
Check it out.
It out. There's a difference.
The English language, everybody.
It's so easy to be a perv these days.
That's
one
right. An accidental perv. I actually didn't mean it either. I'll take it back. I am doing Duolingo at the moment, speaking of languages.
Oh, yeah? How's your French coming along?
I've got a 150-day streak.
Do you?
Yep.
Give me a sentence. And if you whip out voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir, I will cement your place as a perv.
Bonjour.
Good
je suis Taz.
That's all you know after 150 days?
I'm really good at reading it. I can't say it. Duolingo, you don't really say much.
Okay.
Je suis
That's probably
Taz.
A little, maybe a hurdle that you need in
maybe
learning a new
Maybe I should stick
language.
To English. Let me check you out. Check it out.
Check
I'm
it
checking
out.
It out.
Thank you. All right. Enjoy today's podcast.
It's Ellie and Taz for The Drive Home.
Now, Taz, just changing up the tact a little bit. I moved house on the weekend.
Yes.
And I have rediscovered a massive love.
Oh, what?
Something that I had forgotten that I loved so much.
Yeah.
Taking a bath, baby. Oh, my.
Oh, so you've moved out from a non-bath place.
Yes.
To a bath place.
Yes. I had 3 baths over the weekend.
I really want to love baths, but
okay.
For a 6'3" male, everybody that's my height or above will understand, especially blokes, you just don't fit in the bath. They don't make baths for us.
Yeah, I could see.
Who are these people that they're making baths for?
Me.
Kids. You.
5'6".
5'2", or whatever it is. If you're over 6 foot, you just don't fit in a bath. I'm going to rant.
Okay, wow.
I can't fit under the water. Something will stick out. So it's either my okay. legs, my knees, like because you have to bend the knees to get in because the bath's not long enough.
Yeah.
Or you have to literally sit up if you want your legs. Anyway, tall people,
that
you get
is
it.
A big rant.
You get it.
All right, well, I can rant in the opposite direction. And
how good are they? I've got room to stretch out.
5'4", 5'11".
Two of me could fit in the bath.
If you want to get involved on how good baths are, please call me right now. Because I tell you what, I could not have been happier. I got home from emceeing the lightning on Saturday, which is always like a super high energy thing to do.
I'm
fully drained after those games. I get home. I go upstairs, I hop in the bath, I put the footy on my phone, I sit back, my partner Dan brings me up some yogurt and muesli, and I just sat there.
Hang on.
What?
What are you eating in the bath? Are you eating?
Absolutely. Oh, Tazzy, I have eaten
granola.
Everything.
What was it?
Granola and yogurt.
No. I don't like that.
It was delicious.
I think if what you're eating looks like the bath water, it's a no-no.
Oh, Tazzy, what about the time?
Did you drop any in the bath?
No.
Oh, I don't like it.
What about the time that I got home from work back when I did Brekkie Radio in a freezing cold place.
Yes.
I got home.
Yes.
Cooked myself up some potato gems.
No.
Had it with, on the side, some chicken and corn soup.
545-11-919, Sunny Coast. What have you eaten in the bath?
Yeah, just talk me. If you love baths as much as I do, call us right now. Tell us what you're eating in there. Tell us what you're doing in there.
I want some bath passion. I'd love some anti-bath passion as well. If you're like me, you've never been able to find a bath that fits. But I'd love to hear from anybody else that's actually eaten in the bath, especially
Everyone
potato gems.
Potato gems. Oh, delicious. Just don't drop them. Then they get soggy. I learned that
would
the hard
you,
way.
How quickly would you... Would you eat it even if it dropped in the bath water?
If there was still a crispy part of it, yeah. Hello, my name's Ellie and I am a bathaholic.
I am Taz and I hate baths. They're not big enough. They're just
okay,
not big enough for me.
If there was one that was big enough,
I
would
don't know
you have
there
it?
Is.
And would you eat in it and
no.
watch the footy? And
no.
Just, do you know what else I did in the bath? So I had 3 baths over the weekend.
I don't want to know.
I called my friend Shannon. who's also coincidentally my mortgage broker, right. And I got full mortgage advice and had a chat all in the bath.
He or she?
She.
Did she know that you were in the bath?
I literally answered the phone. I was like, hey, just so you know, I'm naked in the bath right now. She's like, yeah, cool, no worries. I'm going through the Macca's drive-thru.
Did you get a better deal on your house with that?
Oh, I actually had to call and ask her because now I bought this house and moved in on the weekend.
Yes.
And I had to find out, how do you actually make repayments? Because I haven't asked that.
Now that I've got the house, Shannon.
When do I start paying for it more?
Sorry, that's just me moving around in the bath in the background.
It's literally
that's just the rubber ducky. Me and the rubber ducky have gone halves on this new house. We want to know how to make our repayments.
It's a very professional conversation, but we are talking.
Just draining the bath in the background.
No, Taz, don't be silly. I hung up before I drained the bath.
Sorry.
Okay? Yeah. Let's not get ludicrous.
Sorry.
We are putting a call out for bath lovers. What do you do in the bath? What do you eat in the bath? How do you jazz up your bath? James is in Maroochydore. Hi, James.
Hi, Ellie. Hi, Taz. How you going?
G'day, legend. Are you for baths or anti-baths like me?
I am anti-baths, Taz. They are the worst.
James.
Are you tall like me, James, over 6 foot and just struggle to fit in the bath? Is that the problem?
Oh, yeah. Straight to the height. Yeah, I'm pretty tall, Taz. I can't fit in baths. And also, don't you just feel weird, Ellie? Like, you say you're doing all these tasks in the bath. Don't you just feel like, you know, I could do this with clothes on. I don't have to be in a bubble bath with a rubber ducky. Doesn't it feel weird?
See, this is the thing. I don't actually like being nude, generally. Like, I'm a never nude, I would say. But just something about the bath. You've got privacy.
Well, you're in the bath with clothes on. What?
No.
You're in the bath eating. Potato gems.
Yeah.
And you're on the phone to your mortgage broker working out how to do repayments on on the bath that you are literally bathing in.
Yes. Do you know what else I did? I forget. I applied for a new credit card in the bath. Honestly, people are missing out.
Should you do the show from the bath one day?
Oh.
Solo show. I don't want to be there.
Yeah, I don't want you to be there.
No, anymore. I don't want to be there. Thanks, James. Thanks for the call,
James.
Mate.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM. It's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
And you may have heard us mention this once or twice over the last couple of weeks.
It hurts to hear that many Sunny Coast kids are going to school without food in their bags or their tummies. Inclusive Kids are here to help with their Fuel for School food program.
We've been blown away by your generosity so far, Sunny Coast. A little throwback, a little pat ourselves on the back. 6.8K raised last week at our lemonade stand for you and me. Not for us. From us.
For the kids.
It's feeding kids here on the Sunny Coast that are going to school hungry. The teachers are able to pass on these food packs and they cost $2.50 each to make. So every $2.50 that you donate through our website or at one of these auction items is going straight to a kid.
Absolutely. And so this week, in another effort to raise as much money as we can, we're doing auction week. Each day this week, we're going to auction off an amazing dining experience at a Sunny Coast restaurant. Today's a table for four at Lanai Noosa.
Yes.
And you don't just like rock up at the restaurant and go home just normally. We're going to fly you there in a helicopter.
How cool. Provided by the legends at Ghost Air. We were talking to Rod and the team a little earlier. We might get him on the show, actually, the Savi, to sell it because apparently they're using their luxury helicopter. It's currently sitting at $600, this thing.
Yeah. So we want to see how high we can get it because this thing is worth way more than that.
Oh, yeah.
We'll even throw in an Uber gift card to get you home as well.
Sunny Coast, it's a bargain, okay? It is a charity donation, so it'll be tax deductible as well, and it's only sitting at $600 right now. Let's go to the phones.
Yeah, Shane is in Golden Beach. Shane-o, how much do you want to bid today?
I'll put it up to
$650. All right, solid bet, Shane.
Thank you, Shane. We're going to put you back on hold. Hang on. We'll go down the line here to Watulla. Dan, how are you?
I'm going all right.
Hi, Daniel. Now, look, Shane has just upped the current bid to $650, but you're also keen to get yourself a little helicopter ride and lunch, are you?
Oh, I am. For the wife. Probably get a punch in there at the same time, but then she'll probably get over it once I tell her what I did.
How could you be mad? Yes, you're spending money, but on an experience like this, it's money well spent, I would say.
It's all for a good cause. Remember, every $2.50 is going to put a lunch in a lunchbox of a kid here on the Sunny Coast. Dan, what do you want to bid it to?
I'll take it to a full ton.
Whee! I'll go to 1,000. $1,000.
$1,000.
That is more like it, Daniel, because this experience is worth even more than that. It's worth, you know, probably about $2,000. So
yeah, I think so too. I think the helicopter part alone, I think we've heard from Ghost Air, is about $1,200. So Dan, still an absolute bargain. 545-11919. If you think you can beat him, do we go back to Shane?
Yeah, we'll go back to Shane. Now, Shane, while you've been on hold, Daniel has swooped in and put $1,000 as his bid. Would you go higher than that, my friend?
That's a
cool. Was that a no?
Too rich for Shano. No, that's all right, Shano. Thank you so much for getting involved, man.
Good on you, bud. There will be more auction items up for grabs over the next few days as well. But in the meantime, Daniel from Wutala is our front runner. $1,000 for this experience.
And I've heard that it's not just any helicopter. They have a luxury helicopter. They're going to be taking you up to Noosa in as well. So it's very special. You and three friends, a table for four at Lanai Noosa, Sunny Coast. Roll your sleeves up. Get involved. 545-11919.
Yeah, we're going to be closing the bidding just before 6 o'clock today, okay?
Heaps of time, but I'd get in quick while the bidding is only at 1,000.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz, 91.9 CFM.
It's coming.
Oh, no.
You guys are.
He's employed as the boss,
but he wants to be the star.
Go get him, Rockstar.
Big Boss Benny has crowbarred his way onto the show once again.
It's actually the first time I've been excited to have him on the show, actually.
Oh, I'm still waiting for that day, Taz. I don't think it's ever going to come. Why
Look,
are you wearing sunnies?
It's painful to be here. These are yours. They suit me or what?
No one wears sunnies inside.
How dirty.
I don't know what. It's filthy.
Have you seen her seat? It's covered in weird stains.
It's filth.
Her headphones are falling apart. There's stains on the pads.
Now, Benny, while we've got you in,
it's netball night tonight.
The big game.
Four up, Janie.
The Moolabar Reds are back.
To bring people in, I mentioned last week that I feel like I'm not giving my all to my netball team currently. We play Tuesday nights, Fisherman's Road.
You feel like you're letting the team down, was your direct quote.
Yeah, after the last game, I feel like I wasn't really
finding
space.
Abysmal effort was, I think, a direct quote as well.
Anything Ellie attaches herself to, loses.
Yeah.
Well, you two think that
even his show's in last place.
Hey, we are the third rating drive show on the Sunshine Coast, I'll have you know.
And I'm your boss, I should be not.
Yeah, you should be upset about
that.
You two think that my gameplay is going to improve if you come to my game.
Yes, we're coming tonight.
Let's go back. This started because you said you played last night and you felt you left the team down.
Yes.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
We've also noticed how at this point in time, I'm coaching under sixes and we were undefeated until last weekend. But it doesn't matter. I've got a really strong team coaching these kids. And I think having Taz and I down there tonight
100%
would be beneficial for the girls.
It's beneficial only going to help you and the Moolabar Reds succeed. Who are you versus
tonight? Well, we're undefeated. I will mention, yes, maybe my effort wasn't as good as it could have been last week, but we are undefeated.
Well, we've heard some rumours that they're looking to actually trade you with another team.
No, well, do you know what, actually? The other mid-quarter, so lovely Laura and I swap centre.
Yeah.
We do a half each.
Yep.
She's out. She's injured. So she's actually going to be on the sidelines with you guys tonight. But it means I'm going to have to do a whole game in centre.
Did she get injured picking up your slack?
Is that what happened? Who cares? I just want to go down there and, like, coach Chaney.
I want to see if,
what
maybe
areas
they need to trade
do you need
you.
From me and Taz?
Nothing. I don't
yes,
want
you do,
you there.
Chaney. Yeah. Come on, buddy. You need your boys there.
Well, I would like you to cheer
Chaney,
when we get going.
Chaney!
I'd like some
Do you sell beers there?
I don't think so, no.
Any of the girls on the team single?
No, okay, that's not what you're
single,
there for.
Any thirsty mums?
That is not what you're there for, okay?
No, okay, we'll go back.
We'll see you tonight, 7 o'clock.
Chaney, Chaney, Chaney.
I regret this so much.
Singing, repeat after me. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hey, with the sad news last week of Bonza. Shutting down.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, it's all looking pretty depressing, really. Yeah. There's no official word that they're donezo, but they have gone into voluntary administration. Our flights have been grounded. It's been a pretty dire situation.
It's not good for the Sunny Coast either because they're based here. So you'd think a majority of their jobs, Sunny Coasters.
Mm-hmm.
And I just saw a post on the weekend. I want to share it with you because it's not from me. It's from Tracy from the Majimba community page.
Mm-hmm.
She shared something and it was a really sort of eye-opening post. And I think a lot of the Sunny Coast needs to hear it. So she says, for the Bonza staff in this group, and I'm guessing now for everybody listening too, for the Bonza staff listening, last year was one of the worst years of my life. And she said that her 16-year-old son in Melbourne being diagnosed with leukemia, and she was having to travel down to Melbourne every week to share care at the Royal Children's Hospital with her ex-husband. Bonza staff helped her with last-minute emergency check-ins on two different occasions when no other airline would have been so flexible. Tracy goes on to say she knows all the friendly, compassionate faces after a year of constantly seeing them. The best airline staff ever. So your good karma will see you rewarded someday, I hope. All the best and thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, look, I've got goosebumps.
How lovely.
That's so nice. And the world needs more of that. The world needs more Tracys because...
100%.
And she's right. Like, so many people will be affected by this news, you know, for, you know, the everyday person like you or me. Like, oh, it sucks we lost Bonza, you know. There were some cheap flights every now and again and we could get to more places.
This is jobs. This is lifestyles. This is everything. And apparently, you know, Tracy was just absolutely loved them. They helped her out multiple times. And so she shared it on the Minjibba community page and I just wanted to share it with the entire Sunny Coast as well.
Yeah, well said, Tazzy. Good job.
We are Ellie and Taz.
The only thing weird would be if someone didn't like Mexican food because I'm making fajitas.
On 91.9 CFM.
Afternoon, Sunny Coast. That was Ross from Friends. And you told me a fun fact about Friends today.
Yeah, yesterday was the exact day, 20-year anniversary since the finale aired.
That makes me feel so old.
20 years ago. Because I remember being
in school. And we were all really excited for the finale of Friends.
Did she get off the plane?
Did she get off the plane?
Gosh, I cry every time I see that episode.
Very controversial opinion, but I'm rewatching Friends at the moment.
Yes.
In a lot of it.
Spoilers, by the way, if you haven't seen it.
Well, you've had 20 years. That's on you. Ross is not a good boyfriend.
Okay.
Bombshell.
Here we go. No, hit me.
He's because jealous.
He's my favourite character on the show and I think he's awesome.
He is moody. He has anger issues. He's jealous. When she gets her career is when they break up because basically she's at work all the time.
Because she's liking her boss.
No, she's not. She's not doing anything wrong.
Right.
Yeah, the guy that she's working with.
The boss wants to sleep with her.
Yeah, but she's not doing it. She's just going to work and she stays late at work and then boom, they break up and he goes sleeps with someone else 3 hours later. No, thank you, Ross.
Doesn't she end up dating the guy though?
They go on a date, but then she doesn't kiss him. Oh, anyway,
so you know fact for fact,
I'm watching
don't
it at the
you?
Moment. Just had to get that off my chest. Anyway, happy anniversary. Still great show.
Oh, great show.
Just Ross, I'm not dating you. I'm more of a Joey gal.
Yeah,
myself.
I knew you would be.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Met Gala over in the US is one of these events that they hold over there where everybody seems to be watching for weird fashion trends.
Yeah, it doesn't do it for me, if I'm honest. Like, I've never taken any note of it. I mean, there was that year that what's-his-name rocked up with his own head as a bag.
I don't remember.
What's his name? The guy, he's got the really green eyes. Not Jude Law, no.
You think
Jared Leto. Jared Leto rocked up with his own head as a prop.
30 Seconds to Mars lead singer.
Yeah. It's obscure, weird. It brings out the quirky celebrities.
Speaking of quirky, Doja Cat is always known for dressing up very weirdly.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, she dressed as a cat.
Classic.
Her Met Gala 2023 look took over 5,000 hours to put together, including applying 350,000 silver and white buggle beads put together to be this cat, right?
Where'd you get the buggle beads from?
Spotlight probably, yeah. 350,000 of them for the dress. So that was what she wore last year, and she went, you know what? It's probably a bit much for me this time around. Mm-hmm. Instead, I'm just going to wear a towel to the Met Gala.
Look, I remember... When I was a child, I used to do towel fashion in my bedroom window.
Yeah.
I mean, not window, mirror. Not the window. No one was looking in. Don't worry. It's all above board. No, but I used to like see different ways that I could wear a towel, like a little halter neck.
Well, that's kind of what she's done. So the night for the Met Gala has consisted of a couple of different outfit changes for Doja Cat, most of which on the red carpet. She's actually been wearing this dress, but it's like a wet T-shirt dress. So it looks like she's just come out of the rain and she's almost completely see-through. That's the one that you're going to see most of the time if you Google it. However, before she got there, her pre-show look was just a towel wrapped around her and the towel on the hair. I don't know how you do that towel hair
thing. Oh, wrap it around. Oh, it's easy. Us girls, we get it.
Guys do not know how to do this.
Really? It's super
easy. I couldn't do it.
You could give me a little tutorial.
You could give me a year to try and do it. I don't think I could do it.
I'll give you an hour. We've got a towel here. If you can do it by the end of the show. That's okay. You don't necessarily need it. It's more in the flicking of the towel.
I'll try it. I'll try it very soon. But I thought what we could do is we could go and get towels.
Mm-hmm.
See if we could do our job in towels.
Easy. Easy, mate.
You think so?
Yeah.
No one's listening to us right now. We could be in towels right now.
We could be wearing nothing right now. We're not.
I hope not.
Okay. All right. Well, keep your eyes across our socials, 919CFM on Insta. You may see some Ellie and Taz towel gear.
You will see it. We did it this morning. We filmed it. We did board meetings with real clients in towels. Thank you, Doja Cat.
Ellie and Taz.
Get ready now.
On 91.9CFM.
Uh-huh. Can't touch this.
Stop. Tidbit time.
Let's lay a tidbit onto the people, please, Tazzy.
So sorry, what are we doing?
I said tidbit deliberately there, not titty, as we sometimes shorten it to, because I ain't laying no titties on nobody.
All right, here we go. I'm going to lay this on you. Madonna has brought her tour to a close, a world tour with a free concert on a beach in Rio de Janeiro. However, she's made history because it's in front of 1.6 million people.
Oh, that's ridiculous. You're not seeing... If you're at the back, you're
free
not seeing
concert,
anything.
Free concert, 1.6 million people on the beach in Rio and you sing along to Madonna. How good?
So unsafe as well. You know, like, what if people have a few bevvies and then go for a swim, drinking and drowning?
Oh, really? Why are you so against fun? Just enjoy it. You're jealous that you weren't part of the 1.6 million.
Nah, that sounds awful to me. Being at a concert with 1.6 million people sounds horrific.
Think of the parking. Think of the parking, everyone.
Oh, the parking. Oh. And getting an Uber home? Absolutely not.
I'd leave early. 20 minutes early.
Oh, you'd leave before... What's one of Madonna's big songs?
Only got 4 minutes. Four minutes.
I don't know if that's one of her big ones. It's just probably the only one we play on CFN. That's why you're not. Anyway, happy for her.
Like
good on
a
you.
Virgin.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Son of a preacher man? No.
No.
That's way too much.
Anyway.
I'm not her target demo.
Let's play some music.
Okay.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.